I usually hate the rain. It pricks the skin, drawing the focus away from anything that isn't the cold drops plummeting against me. I find it overwhelming, occluding, needy. Tonight, though, I'm grateful for its presence. Keeps the streets empty as I hide beneath my coat, walking down roads I didn't know existed, moving through a city of millions, afraid to be recognized by even one of them. I duck my head lower as I make the last turn. Flashing red neon calls like a flame must call to a mob. Books, it blinks. Toys, more. Am I more? Storefront is dim in comparison. Couple of old mannequins and clunky lingerie that no woman would want to be caught dead wearing. Some feather boas thrown over her shoulders, and a couple of magazines that allude to the kind of books you'll find inside. I want to pause, to reconsider, to be sure of myself before I follow on this whim of obvious stupidity. But stillness is the enemy when one does not want to be seen. So I ignore the retching of my nervous gut and push the door open. A small bell chimes. No one notices me. I wish I'd done more research. I can't help but wonder if this is even the right place. If I took 2 trains and walked 10 blocks, just to find out that the rumor Katie heard was just that, a rumor. It looks like any other sex shop, barely occupied except for some college kid behind the counter scrolling his phone and looking at fancy glassware under the counter. A couple of women giggling as they look at penis paraphernalia for a bachelorette party. I keep my eyes on my feet as I walk to the back, passing through the curtain of beads. I don't need to guess which door I'm looking for. It's plain, unmarked, barely even noticeable, like the room wanted to stay a secret, which I guess it does. Secrets be damned, though. Looking to see if anyone is watching, I step inside as quickly as I can, using the brief moment of light to map my surroundings. It's narrow, barely room for me to sit down. No light, no table, no chair. Just a small little pillow for my knees. The black walls are unadorned, except for the 2 holes opposite from each other. As I close the door, the stall goes dark, except for a small sliver peeking through the cracks. I latch it shut, just in case. I slide out of my coat, adjust the little short dress I wore to be sexy. Forgetting, of course, that the whole point of this is not to be seen. No matter how good this dress looks hugging my hips. Oh well, I guess I'll just be sexy for me. It's really happening. Not yet, it turns out. Not for a while, actually. I sit in silence, face awash with the light of my phone as time ticks by. Minute after minute after minute for who knows how long. I scroll with mindless anxiety to the point where I almost forget where I am by the time the first knocks come through the wall. I jump, dropping my phone onto the floor, thinking it might be worth getting a new one instead of daring to pick it up. How would I explain that to one of my patients? Yes, I'm your new doctor. Yes, I have an extensive resume of experience. And yes, I've got gonorrhea of the finger from a glory hole floor. Something intrudes the space and breaks off my train of thought. Okay, now it's happening. I can only barely see it. It's soft. I want to know it. With a trembling hand, I reach up toward it. In the dark, I let my fingers explore for me. It twitches. I like that. I run my nail along its base. The person on the other end leans in closer, puts more of himself in my stall. He wants me, without knowing anything about me. He wants me. I think it's time for me to know less and want more. I press my lips against his head. It twitches again. I slide my nimble tongue around, finding the spot that makes him jerk back in pleasure, smiling to myself as I lick it again, grabbing his base so he can't pull back, teasing him gently, then not so gently. Then before I can even think the word condom, I take him into my mouth. He leans closer to the wall. He's warm, growing between my lips with pulsing lust. Sensation with no intimacy. Desire with no target except for more. Not big, but maybe that's best. Seeing as this is my first one, he smells of the edge, like he's been thinking of this all day, hoping some slut would slide into this stall so he could shove his cock through this little hole in the wall to take care of it for him. I moan against his shaft, thinking of myself that way. Not a woman with responsibilities. Just a slut to be used. He moans back. I can barely hear him through the wall, but the noise is sweeter than music. I take him deeper, bobbing my head up and down, tilting my head as I suck. Close my eyes. Nothing else is real. Not the discomfort under my knees, or the thin light peeking under the door. Not the stains on the floor, or the man on the other side of the wall. Just my mouth, this cock, and our moans. I lose track of time again, too focused on sliding my lips up and down his shaft, holding my balance against the wall, finding the parts that make him squirm the most, make him jitter and pulse on my tongue. Once again, I'm knocked out of my trance by the knock on the wall, and once again, I wish I'd done more research before I came here. I don't quite understand what the second set of knocks means until it's too late. Until I was choking on his cum, gagging as he cries out, his cum filling my throat as I try to swallow it before it overwhelms me. I cough and sputter, pulling it off of him, cum dripping onto my dress. I try to catch it, push it back into my mouth and not to waste a drop of it. I should have worn sweats. I reach back for his cock, but it's gone. He's gone. He got what he wanted and left me here dripping with his consequences. I run my finger over my lips, cleaning up his last drops, heart pounding in my throat. The wait for the second cock isn't nearly as long. 3 knocks on the opposite wall. I'm not as keen on getting to know this one. The delicacy of my first encounter has given way to a hunger. I take him into my mouth, moving rapidly, eagerly, trying to be noisy so he'll be noisy back. He's stubbornly quiet, but his cock tastes of musk and money, so I stroke him against my tongue just to gather his taste. My hand has moved without me realizing, sliding down my front as I cradle his tip between my lips, sliding my dress up, rubbing over my panties as I slather my tongue over his balls, nuzzle my nose into his scent. This time, I'm prepared when he comes, rubbing my clit as he comes at my mouth. Word must be getting around now, because no sooner does he come than another set of knocks comes from behind me. I turn fast, putting my lips there before the cock even comes through, bumping into him in an awkward dance before finally moving back enough to let him through. His taste is masked by cum, but his cock is hard and ready before I even touch him. I can feel my damp desire soaking through my panties, but as I curl my finger around the cloth to move it aside, a knock comes from the other free hole. My cunt aches. I can't bear to tear my hand away from it. But the knocks come again, and I peel my fingers away to wrap them around another shaft. I've never tried to coordinate 2 cocks before. It's trickier than I'm expecting. When I suck one, I struggle to remember to stroke the other, and if I focus on stroking, the sucking falls to the wayside. I hope they don't notice. One of them does. It's the impatient one, the one who knocked twice. When I bring my lips back to him, trying to bring the sensuality that I started with, he instead thrusts against me, pushing his cock deep between my lips. I'm caught off guard, but I don't make him stop. In fact, I lean in, grasping the other cock, fondling its balls as this man fucks my mouth. Face fuckings come up in some of the spicier books I read. I always thought it was kind of thing that people talked about, but no one really liked. Instead, I find I'm drawn by the power of it, strength behind the thrusts, the lack of restraint as my mouth fills with spit, and that spit falls onto the floor, adding another splotch to the stained floor, no doubt. I let him thrust until I can't anymore, until my eyes water and air comes more sparingly. Then I pull away, spitting, crying out, desperate, needy. I put my mouth back to the other cock, urge him on. His thrusts lack raw power, but size makes it a bigger ask anyway. I just hold my hand out for the other man to fuck. Besides, he doesn't care about me. He just cares about something to thrust against. I'll probably go home and brag on a message board about the hole he used. I think I'm gushing through my panties as I imagine it. They come, not simultaneously, but close enough. Close enough that it feels like a changing of the guard when I pull away, and not long after, two more cocks replace them. I need stimulation between my legs, or else I'm likely to start humping my own foot. I blink, mind hazed, making poor decisions, standing up, bending over against the wall, pulling my panties to the side as I slide one of the cocks inside me. I want to scream as it stretches me, pushes against me. I want to burst from the physicality of this room, become the embodiment of lust I feel coursing through the cock, burrowing itself inside me. The other cock dangles in front of me. I can sense it now, like some superpower that only sees dicks I can take. I have to contort to put it against my lips. Space is so fucking tight. Just another constraint on my growing desire for more. More cock. More cum. More space. More. More. I tilt the cock up to fit between my lips, massaging his balls to guide him toward me, pulling him to thrust into me. Cocks aren't coordinated. One thrusts me into the other, or they smash into me together. Neither knows what the other is getting, what the other's doing. I have to wonder which would be jealous of the other if they knew. If the mouth would want the cunt, or if the cunt would want the mouth. Maybe they'd just both take my ass instead. My mind is breaking, filling with thoughts that don't feel like mine. I didn't enjoy anal the one time I tried it with an old boyfriend in college. Yet, in this moment, I wonder if I might give it to one of these cocks if they asked. I come, thinking about all these cocks smacking against my face all at once, ruining my dress as invisible hands tear and grope and squeeze. I barely have time to pull off the cock before he comes in my pussy. I don't feel like myself anymore. I barely feel real. The only parts of me that exist are the parts touching someone else. Parts of me being used. I feel cum drying in my hair, crusting on my thigh, dripping down my chin. I've lost track of numbers, of time, of anything other than the thrusting pulse. I get on my knees, moaning loud as I suck someone off. I pull my dress down to the ribs, pushing my tits together against the thrusting stranger. Someone slides a $20 bill through the slot. I feel like a whore as I take it with my teeth. Dainty fingers reach in, grab my hands to bring through the hole as they fuck their pussy against me. I fuck. I get fucked. I stroke. I suck. I moan. I beg. I come. And I come again. And again. And again. Until I can barely move. Till I can barely speak. So many loads meld into one on my tongue, my chin, my breasts, my pussy, my thighs. I've had my fill and then some, more than I could have hoped for on this rainy evening adventure. Someone knocks, but I'm done. I lay on the floor, breasts heaving with uneven breath. The cock slides back through the hole, back to the real world where I would hate to see it. I pick up my phone without thinking. It's almost 1 in the morning. I don't know if I dozed off or if time slipped away, but the dawning sensation creeps through my veins as I realize I need to get home. I'm a mess. I don't have a way to clean up. The shop is gratefully empty as I slink out of the door. Just that college student manning the counter, thinking about weed and scrolling through his phone. My face is red, but he barely looks at me when he hands me the towel. I don't have the courage to thank him. I don't dare go to a bathroom. I can't stand to look in the mirror. So I go back to my little room and wipe myself down, wordlessly dropping the towel back up front as I put on my coat and step out the door. The rain prickles at my skin. I tilt my face upwards towards it. I don't mind this time because it's washing me free.